Listener production.
I'm ready to lead. I'm ready to be Premier.
Roger Cook, ready to reign. Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Our soon-to-be Premier has promised a smooth transition of power after receiving unanimous support at a party faction meeting. Roger Cook and new Deputy Rita Safiotti have held their first press conference presenting a united front. Caucus will meet early next week. Some ministerial portfolios may change hands. Mr Cook is promising a stable government that's ready to tackle the issues facing WA.
We are ready to lead a united team with the experience and energy to take our state forward. The people of WA put their trust in the Labor Party to govern them. We will continue to honour that trust and deliver on the commitments we made to the people of Western Australia.
Rita Safiotti has also vowed to maintain a unified government.
My focus alongside Roger is to build on the strong foundations our team has delivered for the state and bring a renewed focus to the key challenges we face, including health and housing.
Briefly, in other news, a major step forward for the voice to Parliament with legislation to set up the referendum passing the lower house with the support of Labor, the Greens, Independents and most Liberals. The bill will now head to the Senate, where it's set to be debated next month. And relief for the family of a 72-year-old man missing in the state's remote Midwest for 4 days. Brian Brady was found this morning in the Mount Magnet area. He's set to undergo a medical assessment at a local hospital this afternoon. In sport, a few young West Aussies are a chance to be snapped up in the mid-season draft, which gets underway later this afternoon. It's understood a number of clubs have expressed interest in Perth forward Jaden Hunter and Claremont's Jack Buller, while Victorian Ryan Marrick is tipped to land at West Coast, which has the first pick. The Dockers have pick 8. And we're just hours away from Rugby League's fiercest rivalry, with Adelaide hosting Game 1 of the State of Origin between New South Wales and Queensland.